That's waving at me. I got nothing to say. And the sun sinking lower in the Galveston Bay. I think about you and I think I know why. It's a big Texas moon and a big Texas sky. I'll think about you and I think I know why. It's a big Texas moon and a big Texas sky. That's muffled and low. Tigers are lined up all in a row. They're blacker than midnight at the end of the day. When the sun's sinking lower and the Galveston Bay. I'll think about you and I think I know why. It's a big Texas moon and a big Texas sky. I'll think about you and I think I know why. It's a big Texas moon and a big Texas sky. Summer in the heat of that day, in the heat of the moment, I'd something to say. I'd take it back if I had a way, but the sun's sinking lower and the Galveston Bay. I think about you and I think I know why. It's a big Texas moon and a big Texas sky. I think about you and I think I know why. It's a big Texas moon and a big Texas sky.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, your host here till 4 o'clock, playing you the good stuff. Thanks for stopping in. We'll keep you warm. We'll keep you spirited and spry. I don't feel either of those things today. I tell you, some days it's much harder to get up and get out of the house than others. Today's one of those days. But you know what? Listening to that song and... you know, being outside and just kind of jiggly puff outside. You know, it's all making it worthwhile so far. So, you know what would make it even more worthwhile is if I know you're out there. I'd love to hear from folks. You can give me a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. In real life, I'm Jeff Robson. It's easy. It's easy to do. So, you know. And it's always lovely. It's feeling festive downstairs. They got the big kids' Christmas party for all the university employees, which means there's absolutely nowhere to park anywhere nearby. But, you know, God bless those kids. I hope they have a fun time down there at the party. I wasn't invited. I've always thought of crashing it, but not yet. Not yet. Maybe we'll just turn it up real loud in here and then they'll get sick of us downstairs. I don't know. Whatever it is, we'll have some fun. We started off the show with David Francie, the lovely, lovely David Francie. He's just, he's a wonderful individual. Hailing from McDonald's Corner, Ontario these days. Last night in Toronto, Ontario, was the big Canadian Folk Music Awards ceremony. And Francie, I guess, was the official big winner with two awards to his name. Nobody else got two awards because nobody else... is in the same league as David Francie. He's just, he's a cut above the rest. You don't want to go against David Francie in any awards category because you're going to lose. But you know, if you're going to lose to somebody, you might as well lose to Francie. The big news for me, though, and don't tell the people at the Western Canadian Folk Music Awards that I said this, is that really, unless you're from Ontario or Quebec, your chances of winning anything this year were pretty slim. There was one winner from British Columbia, 8 from Ontario, 6 from Quebec, 2 from Newfoundland, and 1 from Nova Scotia, and that's it. So there's officially no Canadian folk music being made in Manitoba worthwhile, at least according to those folks. But what do they know? What do they know? I do want to acknowledge some folks who are winners, and coincidentally enough, all the folks that I'm going to play are from Ontario. Good on Francie. He won Contemporary Album of the Year for his Empty Train album, which we just heard something off of, and Solo Artist of the Year, and rightly so. Fabulous artist and a fabulous album. I want to play you one from someone who definitely could have held his own in both of those categories. Luckily, came through with Producer of the Year honors, and again, rightly so. It is expertly produced by Mr. David Gillis. It's just it's a beautiful record, and one that I just I love. It's definitely a strong contender for one of my albums of the year. Absolutely. It's called Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. It's by my good friend Corin Raymond. And this song just, it haunts me. It's so beautiful. Sit back and enjoy. Tell a band to go home.
They didn't want to roll the dice on icy roads that night, or sleep in dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. They spent a month of rent, get on that B-35, went off the air. Not a soul survived. Singing, that'll be the day I die, the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow, said the only stars to fall over Clear Lake, Iowa. They fell under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. But they're still on the air. You could find them there. How many folks tonight are putting trouble on the run? Down on that Chicago preacher's son, having that party while the singer's singing from the grave. He's out there now, twisting the night away. Down the courtyard, you could hear him on the radio. Behind the walls of number 7, singing soft and low. A couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above, they heard the shot and kept making love. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. A famous singer fell at the Evening Star Motel. Jackie Wilson's heart is crying on Commercial Drive. Long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep. If I don't wake from 9 years of sleep. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. There, under the belly of the night, I'll be on the air. You can find me there, under the belly of the night. I'll be singing under the belly of the night with the Holy Ghost. Under the belly of the night, no love that's love. Not feed away.
under the belly of the night. 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 Under the belly.
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
My good friends ain't nothing but trouble. My good friends ain't no help to me. Lord, I win this fight. I ain't trapped, but I just might. My good friends ain't no help to me. And if I went back there today, you don't work there anyway. Lord, I win this fight. I ain't trapped, but I just might. My good friends ain't no help to me. And if I loved you better, it wouldn't really matter. I cannot stay here forever. I cannot stay in the realm. My good friends ain't nothing but trouble. My good friends ain't no help to me. Lord, I win this fight. I ain't trapped, but I just might. My good friends ain't no help to me.
Shine. perish, and in chariot swinging low. You were born out loud, harvest and the plow did hold you hand in hand in this land. Stay strong and hey.
that right there is the Andrew Collins Trio. Andrew Collins is also in renowned bands like the Foggy Hogtown Boys and Creaking Tree String Quartet, but has stepped out on his own for a fun little album called And It Was Good. That was the title track there. Andrew Collins Trio was named Instrumental Group of the Year last night in Toronto, and good on him. It's pretty good stuff. We don't play a lot of instrumental stuff here, but every once in a while when something's that good, why not? Why not? Before that, we heard former Winnipegger, someone who actually, well, I guess she wasn't technically on the show, but she was down here for the show one time when she lived here. Kaya Cater, young lady, super talented, has a record called Nine Pin. We heard The Harvest and The Plow. She was the winner last night of the Oliver Schroer Pushing the Boundaries Award, which is an honor. Anything that connects you to Oliver Schroer is an honor in and of itself. So good on her. She's a talented, talented young lady. You might want to look that one up. Before that, we heard Jada Kelly from her latest Love and Lust. We heard Mercy. Jada won Contemporary Singer of the Year last night at the CFMAs. And we heard Donovan Woods in there, who was just in town not too long ago. We heard a song called My Good Friends from his album Hard Settle Ain't Troubled. And Donovan was the winner of the English Songwriter of the Year for that record. And I thought that was a well-written song. Not a bad choice, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And Corin Raymond in there from the beautiful and beautiful sounding record Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. The sound of that record is thanks to the wizardry of David Gillis, who is producer, and he was named Producer of the Year for that record last night in Toronto. And another fine, fine choice. Now, I'm going to go to Toronto and do some field research, find out what's going on around there. And it kind of bugs me that all this great stuff was happening in Toronto this weekend. And then next weekend, I don't know of a whole lot of stuff. Obviously I got a pretty good reason for going. Should we play you those guys? Do you want to hear those guys today? Maybe. But missing a lot of things. Amar just played a show at the Cameron House the other night in Toronto. And this happened last night. An old friend of ours, someone who was on the show a number of times when he lived in Winnipeg, Mr. Michael Johnston, yesterday celebrated 25 years in music with a star-studded show last night at a place called The Burdock, which I've never heard of before. Featured guests like Oh Susanna was there, Andy Mays was there, Brian McMillan was there. We love that guy. Peter Cash was there. Oh, my God. And he's got a brand-new record. Why don't we play one more off of that? Because it's pretty swell. It's Michael along with a guy named King Creosote. The album is called The Bound of the Red Deer. And, well, here's a lovely little thing called Supermoon. Until the band to go home.
You're my sun, you're my stars, you're my supermoon. You're my sun, you're my stars, you're my supermoon. I'm looking out for you. I'm looking out for you. I'm looking out for you. You're my sun, you're my stars, you're my supermoon. You're my sun, you're my stars, you're my supermoon. And all I wanna do is wait at home for you. That's all I wanna do. You're my sun, you're my stars, you're my supermoon. You're my stars.
You're my sun, you're my stars, you're my supermoon. Shoulders now. You and I are getting out of this town. Come on, baby, we gotta stay away. What I gotta do to make you stay? What I gotta do to make you stay? What I gotta do to make you stay away? In a circle or a straight line, you and I don't have a lot of time. Come on, baby, we've gotta stay awake. Stay awake.
What I gotta do to make you stay awake?
What I gotta do to make you stay awake?
What I gotta do to make you stay awake?
Town where I knew you were staying, I got lucky and found out where to settle down with a drink and take time to rethink what I expect you to say. Will you answer the phone or the doorbell or a question on the street? Without much to go on, I'm still holding on. What if the sun goes down before I get around to speaking my heart, my curious heart? No one else could take this longing, no one else could take this pain, and turn it into a cure if I only endure this waiting patiently. Wanna see if your hair has grown, Wanna trust that memory. Wanna know your bedroom shadows like my own. My curious heart to you. In a lifetime, more than once too late. Still the coast looks clear, and I'm out here drinking in the morning. But what if the sun goes down before I get around to speaking my heart, my curious heart to you? My curious heart.
Three there from MJ. We'll wish him a happy 25 years in music. You know, he's about my age. And if I do the math, well, I guess that kind of makes sense. Boy, I'm old. I guess I could have been doing that. Curious Heart there was his lone big solo record, and what a great solo record it was. Lots of special guests on there, Reed Jameson, O Susanna, Andy Mays. That's the title track there, just MJ on his own. Before that, we heard a great little album that I don't think it ever officially actually came out. I think it was only just basically sold on tour off the stage, and that was it. And I never understood, because it's so good. It's Michael Johnston and Andy Mays, a little thing they were calling These Are Our Songs. Maybe it was because they couldn't come up with a real album title. Maybe that's why they never put it out. Stay Awake was the name of that track, and it's a beauty. And, you know, MJ, he's famous for, you know, recording a bunch of stuff, or at least, you know, preparing to, and then not putting it out. Remember when he was touring around with Dave Clark? And they had a bunch of great, great songs that never saw the light of day. It's too bad. Maybe we should find out. I'll do some research. See if I can show up at his house next week or something. And from his new record, along with King Creosote, the record is called The Bound of the Red Deer. And Ron, thanks for calling in to let us know that there are actually red deer. I'm not sure that we need to know that, but now we do. And, you know, God bless you, Ron, for that educational moment there. Supermoon was the name of the track. And you know what? Speaking of Andy Mays, Johnston, he's you know, when he can, I guess, he's a member of the Skydiggers, does a bunch of stuff with them. So maybe that's why he got, it's certainly why he got Mays, I guess, last night to be a part of his party. But maybe that's how Peter Cash got involved, too. I love Peter Cash. I'd love to see Peter Cash back in town again. One of these days, why don't we hear some Peter Cash with the Diggers, maybe with his brother, just for fun, just for kicks, just for jollies. Oh, I remember this from when he toured with the Skydiggers that time and came to the West End Culture Center for 2 shows. I think I wept when I heard this song. It's so good. From their debut, the Skydiggers, Tell the Band to Go Home!
Sun comes arise. so this light never turned green. I've been driving for a while, can't tell you where I have been. Got nothing on.
Those are the Mighty Mighty Cash Brothers there. Peter, along with Andrew, from the great, great record, How Was Tomorrow? That's Nebraska. Before that, what did we hear? Well, we heard a couple from the Skydiggers. We heard 80-odd hours from the album Just Over This Mountain, and from their debut, we heard I'll Be Home. And, well, you know, Ron, he's just never happy. Said that wasn't enough. Wanted to hear some more. This time he wanted to hear the lovely voice of Jesse Bell Smith. And who am I to argue? Here's a Peter Cash song, actually, as rendered by Jesse Bell. Buckle up your seatbelts. She might just knock you right off your chair. So gorgeous. Thank you.
job's just working in the store. I got an L on my forehead and a stupid uniform. It's 7-Eleven. It's 24/7. I'm the night shift guru. Paid to serve you. How do you do? And I'm watching myself performing on TV. And it's an 8x5, 7-11 screen. And I'm punching in potato chips and sugared water and cigarettes and dreams. Fluorescent ceiling light. Well, it's alright in the day, but it lasts at night time like a freak show parade. Grandmothers and lovers, kid brothers, bus drivers and whores, black tabloids and hot dogs. But they're looking for more. They're looking for more. And I'm watching myself perform on TV. And it's an 8x5, 7-11 screen. And I'm punching in potato chips and sugared water and cigarettes and dreams.
I bet even Skippy likes that one. That's so good. That song is so good. Even Skippy. He didn't move. He didn't smile. But he kind of did that point thing. You know, that little gun thing like that? He did that. Oh, really? Okay. Well, never mind then. That was his Cash Brothers there from the great album How Was Tomorrow. Oh, my God. I just love that one. That's Night Shift Guru. Had to throw that in there. And before that, by request, the Sky Diggers was Rambling On from She Comes Into the Room. I got to take a break, towel down, figure out what else to do on the show, because it's going to be hard to get much better than that. But we'll try, so stick around.